Radha Gurudev, the lecture is like topic is bigger than Leela. You may start, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Usually they take their notes back with them because they want to be ready. Today, they couldn't take their notes back. So, they went to take their notes back to the forest. And after some time, they caught the boys that pushed Krishna. And a few did. But our dear friend, we are very expert at killing demons. And we have seen that. I have been so many. Therefore, we request you to kill the present demon. Which of the demon was it? So Krishna said, yes, my dear friends, yes, dear God, the gentle Brahmanas and offering sacrifice. So he went to them and asked for some food. But because these Brahmanas are not devotees, they will not have respect for Vaishyas. So, as a Vaishya, don't ask food from brothers. Yeah, we have a special subject here for us. The name of my brother, my father and me is Satya. So the COVID bodies went to the Brahmanas and it was very dizzy. Jesus performed the as you were really busy doing a sacrifice, prophet boys approached him and requested for food. He told them, "We are friends of Lord Krishna. Who are coming to the promise of Krishna. And that they are very hungry. The cowherd was informed that we are very, very hungry. The Supreme Lord Krishna is very hungry. Therefore, we need some food." The cowherd was explained that they are dressed very nicely. Earthly gods, or a deva. The perfection of all sacrifices is the perfection of all activities, the perfection of prayers, meditation, everything. Is to satisfy this full perfect of Krishna. And you people are so fortunate to be right. So please give some food for Krishna and we shall also take along with you. The Brahmana did not respond. They were very busy with their sacrifices. So the cowherd boys were disappointed. Have received a negative response from the Brahmins. So they spoke lots of it to the Brahmanas, expecting that because they have been engaged in studying the scriptures, they will understand exactly what the best thing they do. It is similar to Lord Krishna. But they didn't respond. Therefore, the Brahmanas told them, the cowherd boys told the Brahmanas, yeah, we are twice born. But actually, we are born twice born not because we are perfect Brahma. We just sister. Your own Dvija means that you have taken birth in two families, from your mother's side and from your father's side. So we. Because actual Dvija, Brahmanas who are perfect, they will understand the purpose of their sacrifices and accept the Krishna first. Since people have no knowledge of Krishna, their sacrifice is useless. The Brahmanas left and the cowherd boys left. Disappointed in the way of Krishna. And they reported everything to Krishna. Krishna told the father boys, "My dear friends, that is the way of begging. To beg, one must be humble because a beggar will not be respected or accepted in all houses. Some place to be insulted, and some place to be given some funds. So don't be disappointed. Now you should go to the wives of the Brahmanas and ask them for food in my name." So the cowherd boys went back to the village and led the wives of the Brahmanas. As soon as the cowherd boys told him that Lord Krishna is fully presented by him, just dry feeding for them. They needed food. They worked for the Brahmanas who are literally devotees. He was so happy to hear this word, Krishna, right for right here in the village. With all enthusiasm, with all affection, with the love, they went to the house and brought up every eatable available in the house. And not giving it to the cowherd boy, they decided to take the food to Krishna himself. So they went with the cowherd boy for the food. Sukadeva Goswami described that when they came, they saw Lokesh standing with lotus flowers in his hand. His body was so beautiful. His glittering beauty. The Brahmanas were so happy, so satisfied to see Lokesh and embrace Krishna from heart to heart. They enjoyed Lokesh. He became one with Krishna. Krishna appreciated and reciprocated the lovely feelings of the Brahmana's wives. So, after all the necessary gratifications between the Lord and the Brahmana's wives. So Krishna requested the women to return back to their husbands. They responded that they have no strength even to the size of the mustard seed left in the body to return back to their husband. They said the husband will not be able to receive them back, so they told this to go. In other words, they are teaching that one who has attained the goal of the Godhead, one who has attained Krishna, material world, material existence does not exist. There's no more attraction for husband, wife, home, money, position, whatever. But one has attained to the world, all these things are more meaningful. It's the Brahmas of our teaching. We have attained you with the perfection of life. Who will be the husband for us to go back to? Who will stay there with you? The son said, the husbands are performing sacrifice. We need you. And with all assurance, they will be very, very happy to see you. They will be able to go back. He already said that. Their desire is to go back. So they went back to their husband. And upon seeing the water coming from the behavior to see the water. So they condemn themselves in many ways for hell with our language, for hell with the familiar culture, for hell with our jugulars, for hell with everything. Because he did not respond to the person of Krishna. We did not understand the supreme position of God. Therefore, our learning and everything in our life is useless. But our wives are so fortunate that they make Krishna best with us. So our wives are fortunate. And then they decided, let us go to Krishna because it is not late. But then they said, we cannot go to Krishna because of cancer. If cancer knows about this, it comes in the lungs. So out of fear of cancer, the Brahmana did not know. But the wives of the Brahmana did not remember. They were not afraid of living because they are demonstrating the state of one who has attained pure Krishna consciousness, not fear. Fear is as a result of sin. If Because pure devotees are free from sin, they are fearless. Fearless. Purity. A Brahmanas are with pure, therefore they do not fear Kamsa, they do not even remember that Kamsa does exist. The only thing they have in their mind, the only thing they know is Krishna, and Krishna was calling for them. That's what. Krishna consciousness has no intelligence. So the Brahmanas went to see Krishna. They had a darshan of Krishna to pull the desire for this. Brahmana do not go because their heart is dark as a result of their austerities, musical austerities, musical changing of one child without understanding the guru. So, the location is teaching how useless doing things in ignorance is. How rituals without of tea useless. And then looking from the other side, Krishna is exposing the problem with Jatya without Krishna consciousness. Looking at the other side of Krishna's soul. That is one father. Nanda Maharaj. All the family may be busy arranging for a sacrifice to be done. Subhadra Goswami said that while staying in that very place with his brother Mahadeva, the Lord Krishna happened to see the family may be busy arranging for a sacrifice to be done. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead knows everything, being the omniscient super soul, the Supreme Lord Krishna, already understood the situation, yet, Lord Krishna still humbly inquired from the God, from the elders, headed by his father, Nanda Maharaj, as to the reason of the Ajaya. So Krishna suggested, I have stopped the Brahmana performing Ajaya, showing the difficulty, and here my own father, being the same thing. So Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj, my dear father, can he explain to me what this great endeavor of yours is all about? What do you hope to accomplish? This sacrifice, whom do you intend to satisfy? What is the process of executing? Who is the person guiding you? Is it a customary sacrifice? What is according to scriptural injunction? And my dear father, I have a great desire to know, and I'm ready to hear the creation of the world. I will be able to get my father. There is no secret to be kept by simply his manliness. Because they see themselves and others equal. Therefore, they have no conception of mine and others. So, they do not consider who is a friend, who is an enemy, or a person who is neutral. Srila Rupa Goswami is mentioning he dwells in the mind. That person who is neither a friend nor an enemy is actually an enemy because he can become any kind at any time. He's not against, not in favor. That means he's against. So Krishna said those who are broad-minded, use the word Mahakama. They have no secrets. So, Nanda Mahal used the same word. But we are Vaisha, we are not great sentient personalities who will have source of mentality. Location responded to him. Even if they are not the same, those who have good character see all other people on the same level as themselves. They do not distinguish between friends and enemies and neutral parties. Therefore, you should trust me and reveal the entire performance of the sacrifice. Mother Maharaj said, we are householders and cannot follow such standard of sacred behavior. So, Krishna said, one who is independent, they avoid it. Like an enemy. But I am an intimate family member, I'm your son. Therefore, no secrets should be kept from a family member. I'm your son. I never arrived. Therefore, the question continues. His reason for asking. The question said, when people in this world perform activities in knowledge, they are happy and satisfied because the result is wonderful and suspicious. But when things are done in ignorance, the performers are frustrated, they are not happy and satisfied because the result is inauspicious. My dear father, I don't want you to act in ignorance. I want you to act in knowledge. Who is guiding you in this sacrifice? Who is a personality to be worshipped? What is the process of this sacrifice? Is it a customary sacrifice or it is approved in the scripture? I want to know because I don't want you to act in ignorance and stuff. So, this being the case, I would like to hear from you what is the purpose of this sacrifice. After speaking so much and pushing, the Christian pushed, proving to his father and the cowherd man that he has full knowledge even though he's a small boy. If another man has replied, that the great Indra is the controller of the rain. The clouds are his personal representatives and they directly provide the rain water which gives happiness and sustenance of all creatures. Not only me, I guess from Krishna, but also many other men worship him, the Lord and Master of the rain giving clouds. Therefore, we offer him grain and other for the pleasure of worship produced through his own discharge in the form of rain. The same way he used Ganga water to worship Ganga. So, what Indra has given to us through the church of rain, we worship Indra with the same property like grains So we're making arrangements to offer respect to India and appreciation for India, because by accepting the renewable sacrifices performed to India, people sustain their lives and are completely capable of things or reducing their economic deficit and sense of education. If I number this, understanding about the reason why India's motion. So, in other words, Nana Maharaj is saying, people sustain their lives by the remnant of sacrifices performed to India. Human life is not meant just for sanctification, but for attaining the goals of the Dharma. Nana Maharaj didn't mention much. Which is superior to all others. Once you perform dharma, after kam and artha, you attain moksha. But he didn't mention moksha. So this religious principle is based on sound tradition. It is not on a scripture. It is on tradition. Therefore, anyone who rejected it out of loss, enmity, fear, or greed will certainly fail to achieve good fortune. Because we desire good fortune, we worship Indra. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami continued to speak that when Lord Keshava, Lord Sri Krishna, had this statement of his father, Nanda Maharaj, and for a single resident of Raj, Lord Krishna desiring three things in his mind. First thing, Krishna wanted to introduce a festival in which he would celebrate with his friends in Vrindavan. An intimate festival in which they would meet together intimately for 7 days. Two, Krishna wants to bring down the huge mountain of Indra's own city. And to worship and his personal duty to God and the earth, which will become the festival that we celebrate every year. These three things in the mind of Krishna. Krishna started to speak karma, mimamsa, philosophy to his father with the intention of making him angry so he could fulfill his desire. So now Krishna said to his father, it is by the force of karma that a living entity takes birth, and it is by karma alone that we meet his destruction. So everyone's happiness, distress, fear, and sense of security all arise at the effect of karma, not to anybody, not to misery. Even if they ask, if there is some supreme controller who awards all others the result of their activities, he must also depend upon the performers engaging in activity. After all, there is no question of being the bestower of good results unless good activities have actually been performed. Demigods will not give us anything without our activities, without our sacrifice. Even the super soul, does not force anyone. A super soul is simply sanctioned the desire, which is based on our karma. So Krishna is saying, karma is supreme. Karma in Masa philosophy is demonic. But they have to believe in reincarnation. So Krishna is speaking this. This demonic philosophy. Karma is supreme. Every one of us here are enjoying or suffering as a result of our karma, not from demigod, not from super soul. Super soul does not force anyone to do anything. It is what we desire that super soul will sanction. So Krishna says karma is supreme. Every individual is under the control of his own conditioned nature. And thus, he must follow that nature. This entire universe with all its demigods, demons, and human beings is based on the conditioned nature of the living entities. Whatever is created because of our desire to lord it over nature. The super soul did not just create it for us to come and suffer. It is created. Material is created because of our mundane nature, our desire to lord it over nature. Yes. Because it is karma that causes the conditioned living entity to accept them, give up different high and low grade material bodies. This karma is its enemy, friend, and neutral witness. Its spiritual master as well as a controlling of karma is everything. Karma is the controlling God, the spiritual master, the enemy is a friend. It's also a neutral witness. So, in our activities, it's karma. Therefore, one should seriously worship work itself, not Indra. None of this. One should remain in the position corresponding to his nature and should perform his own duty. Indeed, that by which we may live nicely is only our worship to deity, karma. So, speaking this philosophy, Krishna convinced his father. That Indra should not be worshipped. And Krishna continued to speak. After speaking this philosophy, Krishna brought in a wonderful philosophy. Giri Gauravardhan is actually our Indra. He supplies everything that we need in this village. He supplies green, that is for our cows, produces nice caves and sweet water that nourishes our land. Produce grains for sustain. Therefore, we should worship Giri Gauravardhan and not Indra. Nana Mahara said, we don't know how to worship this. So, how to do it? Professor gave detail how we should worship. Krishna gave detail how to worship. And Krishna described, prepare huge quantity of prasad. Of all varieties of milk questions, all varieties of food. Invite everyone, including the animals, feed all. Feed everyone. The animals will be fed. After giving the appropriate food to everyone else, including shortfalling souls and dogs and dog eaters, then you should give grass to the cows and then present your respectable offerings to Govardhan Hill. After everyone has eaten to his full satisfaction, you should all dress and decorate yourselves handsomely. Smear your bodies with sand and your face, and then the circumambulated cows, the brahmanas, the sacrificial fires, and Govardhan Hill. So after describing everything, Nanda Maharaj said, okay, let us use the propriety. We have a ring now to worship Indra. And later I will come prepare another preparation for the Govardhan Puja. Krishna said, this Govardhan Puja will take long time. Therefore, we have no time to waste. Better use what is already arranged for Govardhan Puja and forget about Indra. What can we do? Indra is a fool and has no intelligence. Indra sent water to the sea. Is that intelligence? Is there any need for water in the sea? Indra sent water to the rocks. Is that intelligence? Is there any need for water on the rock? Indra does not know anything. Therefore, to worship him means that we worship fully like him. So Krishna convinces his father. The Golden Buddha was duly celebrated. Now, Indra noticed that the cowherd men did not worship him. So he was very angry. Indra said, just see these cowherd men, their intelligence has become like the animal which is the king. They simply listen to this talkative boy who is nothing but a child. I shall see how this talkative boy will protect all of you. Because I will teach all of you a lesson to understand my position. So Indra called for some Bhaktaka clouds and ordered them. Go over Vrindavan and destroy it. These Ambattaka clouds were meant for the end of the world, but Indra used it for just a small village. So one can understand the level of his anger. Angry Indra sent forth the cloud of universal destruction known as Sampapata. Imagining himself the supreme controller, he spoke as follows. But Indra said to the Sampapata cloud, just see how these cowherd men living in the forest have become so greatly intoxicated by their prosperity. They have surrendered to an ordinary human being, Krishna, and though they have offended the gods. after taking shelter of Krishna, they are taking shelter of Krishna is just like the foolish attempt of men who abandon transcendent knowledge of self. And instead try to cross over the great portion of material existence in the false books, rituals, sacrifices. These cowherd men have acted mimically towards me by taking shelter of this ordinary human being, Krishna, who thinks himself very wise, but who is simply foolish, arrogant, and giant. Yes, this is Indra's understanding of Krishna. With the cloud of destruction, the Indra said to them, the prosperity of these people has led them mad with pride, and their arrogance and passion about Krishna. Now go and remove their pride and bring their animals to destruction. Indra saw that the Samvartaka cloud were afraid because they understood that Krishna is not just a small property boy or a child or foolish as Indra think him to be. They knew this is the supreme presence of God. Therefore Indra said, don't be afraid. You should go and I will follow you with my thunderbolt. I will follow you to Braj, riding on my telephone Airavata and taking with me the shoot. Powerful wind gods disseminate the covered blades of land and water. I'll do it. Don't be afraid. This is Shukadev Goswami describing the details of the incident. On Indra's order, the cloud of universal destruction released on time from there. Went to the cowherd pastures of Nanda Maharaj. They began to torment the inhabitants by powerfully pouring down torrents of rain on them. Propelled by the fearsome wind gods, the cloud blazed with lightning bolts and roared with thunder as they poured down hailstones. So as a cloud released torrent of rain as thick as massive columns, the earth was submerged in the flood, and high ground would no longer be distinguished from low. The cloud head men approached of Krishna because they were shivering from the excessive cold and wind and the rain. Both men, ladies, and the animals, and the suffering to the approach of Krishna, trembling with distress. And I flew to location for communication. Krishna said, don't worry. I can understand what is happening. Indra has become angry because the cowherd men denied me of his sacrifice. Therefore, I shall teach him a good lesson. So Lokeshna left the house, from the house to the golden hill. Rain did not cross Lokeshna. Krishna was working. They were told by the rain. Krishna went completely free and very easily with a little finger of the left hand lifted the golden hill. As Krishna lifted the golden hill, it was so beautiful, it was so wonderful, so nice that from the base of the hill, the sun fell and formed a demarcation, just as if an architecture, a civil engineer constructed a wall just to prevent the water from entering into the new resident Krishna has created by lifting the golden hill. So Krishna called for all the cowherd men and ladies and all of them, please, now you should come in on that mountain, shouldn't be afraid. And nothing happened. And he came under the shelter. He did that for 7 good days. No single rain entered inside. For 7 good days, he was peacefully under this. When Gesa lifted the hill, the animals on top of the hill, being frightened, tortured the celestial beings who in the heavenly planet. They were running hit and jitter out of fear. So in this way, Lokesha brought all the Vrindavasins under the shelter of Govardhan. Vrindavasins were very happy. They said, "Thank you, Lord Indra. That every day we are in pain when Krishna is leaving us for the forest. When Krishna is leaving us for the forest, we are always in anxiety. But you are so kind to us that for these 7 days, Krishna is not going anywhere, so we can see Krishna to our full satisfaction. Face to face every day." So Krishna held this mountain for 7 days. In this way, he gave complete satisfaction to his people, his devotees in the land of Braj. So while Krishna was holding the mountain, so many wonderful persons were there. Inside, the cavalry were very happy that they could stay with Krishna for 7 days. They are not feeling the separation of his going to the forest in the morning and returning in the evening. They were very happy and very grateful to Indra. So while they were there, Mother Yashoda was feeling some anxiety. So, intense motherly affection for her son. And I should have came to this and said, "My dear son, before you came in this village, we have been living peacefully, worshipping Indra, and we have no problem. You are too independent that you just came now and you have the power to stop everyone from worshipping Indra. You'll see the lesson one should learn from here. Independent activity. No one can disrespect the superior, the demigod. So we are now suffering as a result of their disobedience." Krishna did not say anything. "Now you are holding this mountain for these days. See how you are suffering." So Father Mangala came and said, "Mother, my friend is not suffering. My friend is simply peaceful. He is just resting his hand. It is not my friend who is holding the mountain. But my mystic power as a Brahmana, I am holding the mountain." That's what I said. "Number two, you are so rascal that you are not sympathizing with me. If I am a mother, how can I remain alive? It is because I'm not a mother. My heart is so hard like stone. That is why I'm able to tolerate this. All this day, my soul is suffering, carrying this heavy mountain. Who feel happy carrying a heavy weight? And I'm suffering, you're coming to talk nonsense." And then Maharaj came and said, "I saw that. You should give a gift to Batu. Maru Manga, because he spoke appropriately. One who speaks appropriately is considered a poet. So Mother Mangala is a poet. He has spoken rightly at the right time according to the right situation. So you should reward him, not to chastise him." Mother Mangala said, "Yes. Yes." So Mother Yashoda told Krishna, "You should take some rest and give the mountain to your father so I can feed you with my own hand." My mother, out of love for me, does not know what is happening. She does not know. My father cannot do this. Even though she was not from, they cannot do what I'm doing. And my mother is thinking of me to be a child. Therefore, out of love, she's speaking. This Christian appreciated and enjoyed that. For 7 good days, Lord Krishna was having an intimate relationship with Jesus. It's different from now. So Indra noticed that for 7 days, nothing is happening. Everything was normal in Vrindavan. No single disruption took place. He came to realize that he had done something wrong. And the person whom he considered to be a talkative child, who is without intelligence, is actually the supreme person for the worshiping of himself and all other gods. So when they are in the act of fear, called back to some perfect powers and as in the strong. So whatever to before, Krishna told him, where the word is. Now, everything is all right. So you can take back the image of the their houses. Everybody came out. As everybody came out, taking every of their belongings in Krishna's gently laid the back exactly as it was. The case now was expecting Lava to see what had gone wrong. So Indra went to Surabhi and picked her. And beautiful Krishna. So that he came. That God of Krishna was happy. Since Surabhi happened, we shall greet him. Then Surabhi explained that Indra is ashamed and cannot come forward because he realized that he can't do it. So he stands for him. So, and Indra came forward, starting calling to meet the Lord out of this instance. He obtained the niche of this and Krishna told him that I don't want my devotees to be proud, and I show that you are doing this. Therefore, I purposely to this festival to check their pride. I'm not interested in it. So Krishna has introduced the worship of the Lord Buddha and he declared that this festival should be celebrated in the year and whoever did not worship me, worship Giriraj, Giribharadan, Krishna. The wonderful person of his name, man, is attending the religious. Hare Krishna, Giriraj Maharaj, Igar.
Radha Guruji.
Radha Radha.
Well, thank you for the class, Maharaj. Any questions from devotees?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Dhanat Pranams. I have two questions. The first one is that Krishna was speaking Karma Mimamsa philosophy, and I mean, we say that Karma Mimamsa, as you said, is a demonic philosophy. But Sri Krishna was speaking that it's there in the Bhagavatam, elaborated. So I was just thinking, Sri Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita that whatever a leader does, the public will follow that thing. So I mean, Krishna is speaking such demonic philosophy to his father for angering Indra, but since it's a demonic philosophy, others may take that because Krishna himself is speaking this, so it may have a stamp of authorization. So how do we understand that? Not
yes, it's a very good question. Yes, Krishna spoke the demonic philosophy. Someone can say, yeah, Krishna is authority, and he authorized the demonic philosophy, otherwise he would have spoken to them. In the last time of the Brahma, he said that the children who laughed at him fell down and became him. In the purpose, my papa said, one should not try to imitate Ishwara. We should try to follow Ishwara, but not to imitate Ishwara. If we imitate Ishwara, we have to. So the Brahma's children became him. The activity of Brahma did, it is wrong. It is not bona fide. And he is a leader. He is the figure the whole world is looking up to. And he did this. Therefore, he has introduced irreligiosity, irreligion. But our charities warn us that we should not imitate Ishwara. Similarly, Krishna taught this kind of Mimamsa process to convince his father that his ritual were towards the goal without understanding activities performed in ignorance. Is useless. So Krishna use the language which is easily understandable by people on that level who are addicted to rituals. So Krishna strict that. So it is not the rule for everyone to follow in the Supreme Personality of God. We should follow it. He didn't give this process to everyone like he did in God. If we cannot follow that. All right.
Thank you, Maharaj. I have one more question regarding Lord Indra. We see in Bhagavatam, the chapter prayers from the demigod, the Garbha Stuti chapter, when Krishna is in the womb of Devaki. We see that the demigods, including Lord Indra himself, they come and offer obeisances and elaborate prayers to Lord Krishna. So I mean, all the demigods, including Brahma, Indra, Shiva, they know who Krishna is. And they also know that Krishna was taken to Vrindavan in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Then how just after 7 to 8 years, Indra has forgotten that I'm dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how is that Indra has forgotten, even after knowing fully, he has forgotten and he has come to chastise Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prakash Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Let me ask your second question,
please. Yes. I'll just repeat. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, we see that prayers are offered to the womb of and yes. In that prayer, all the demigods, including Indra, Lord Brahma, they offer him a prayer as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they also know that Krishna has been transferred to Vrindavan by Vasudev. So Indra knows that Shri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but after just 7 years, he is forgotten and he comes to chastise Lord Krishna. So how do we understand what impelled him to do that, and how did he actually forget?
Yeah, very nice question. The demigods, they were not only when they offered prayers to Krishna for his advent, when Krishna was, like you said, in the womb, all the demigods came to thank him. You are truthful to your vows. You are truthful to your promise. You have come to fulfill your promise. They know all this. After this, Indra is not only after this. Krishna has gone to kill Murasura to take his mother's earring and return it to Indra. Indra was very happy to take that. When Krishna was leaving, then he took Parijata and Indra fought with him. Just this one is just immediate, not the one that even after 7 years. This one is just immediate. Indra fought.
Oh, why are you taking my plants?
So what is happening? What is happening is that the demigods are on the material plane. Therefore, the contaminations in the heart will make one sometimes forget the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the heart is not pure. Even though when they theoretically have knowledge, but when they come to application, we may not be able to understand it. That is also happening to our own life as devotees. We have spoken so many philosophies many times. We have given so many wonderful advices to people many times. But when the same thing happens to us, we become helpless. We cannot give the same advice to ourselves. We cannot act differently. We will also act below the standard. Why? It is the contamination which is there. That we may theoretically understand something, the application is different. Only those who are fully realized will be able to maintain what they say. They will be able to understand reality and act properly. But yes, in all circumstances, Krishna is going to stay by it. Even when we behave otherwise. Even when Krishna had in such a way that it seems one is forgotten. The pure devotee will not feel otherwise. Like the Panavas. They are pure, therefore they don't feel otherwise in all circumstances. But demigods can feel otherwise because they are not pure. Their position is the same material. They still have material desires. Second point is that Lord Krishna uses great personalities to teach us a lesson, like Kendra, like Brahma. Lord Krishna uses them to teach us a lesson that we should be very careful seeing the activities of those who are very high, those are higher than us. They are misunderstanding Krishna. They fail to understand certain things about Krishna. What about us who are not very high? Therefore, we should be very careful. So Krishna uses his pure devotees who are very high to teach us this. What we should try to avoid. Krishna uses them to protect us. So we see Indra, after offering prayer to Krishna, and he attributed a voice of him to protect us. And they know Krishna is really supreme, very good. But when the ego was touched, he couldn't act properly. It's a lesson for us. Does it make sense to you?
Yes, Gurudev. Thank you.
Radha Radha Brother, thank you for coming. We will stop it here now. Thank you once again.
Right.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna, have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Radha. We are going for reading now. See you later.
Okay.